Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the Word, in the world. That is, gosh, kind of the ultimate conclusion of this great gospel message. Jesus Christ died to take away our sins. He was buried, and then he was raised back to life. And when we come to him by faith, that resurrected Jesus by the power of his Spirit comes to live inside of us. So we as believers in Christ, both individually and corporately, have the God of this universe living inside. The God who spoke and the world was created. That's power. Well, yes. We have that power available to us. And we can overcome the things that enter into our lives, the pain, the misery, by abiding in him, by trusting in him. That's why we have to really know what this gospel message truly is. We can't just settle on the fact that our sins have been forgiven. So many believe that that's what salvation is. Jesus Christ died for my sins. Now I'm forgiven, and I'm going to have a place in heaven when I die. You basically believe of salvation as a golden ticket that grants you entry into God's presence upon your death. But that's not the case. Jesus Christ died so that we could be made alive. Just as he was raised from the dead, through faith in him, we are raised to walk in the newness of life. As John put it, we've crossed over from death to life. That's the good news of the gospel. And in that crossover, Christ comes to live inside of us. And so the world can throw all kinds of things at us, but they don't hold water in comparison to what we have in him. Truly, greater is the one who is in us than the one who is in the world.
Certainly is.
Well, let's talk about it on today's program, 1-800-677-9377. Calls are coming in right now, but plenty of space available for you, 1-800-677-9377. Well, let's talk to Deborah in Long Island, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fantastic. How about you today?
I could be doing better. I believe that I was born again about 10 years ago, but when I go through a trial, I start to doubt my salvation, and I'm going through like a physical trial, you know, with my health. And I don't believe it's anything serious based on what the doctors told me, but it's just very painful. But I've been just praying to the Lord to take the pain away, and he's not. And when he doesn't, then I start to doubt my salvation because of that. Because I would think that, you know, I keep going over the different scriptures, you know, my yoke is easy, whatever good things that he says, you know, I am a present strength in times of trouble. You know, I'm looking for him to take it away. I know Paul had a thorn in his side, and I know Paul, I think it was Paul asked him to take it away 3 times and he didn't. You know, I know it's on God's timing, so I guess maybe that's the answer, but I'm just the doubting of my salvation because he's not. I still have the pain is getting me upset also.
Yeah. Well, Deborah, that's a great question, and certainly my heart goes out to you. It's no fun to experience physical pain. I mean, that just takes up all of our attention and all of that, and it's just misery. So my heart goes out to you for that. But one of the things that I think is important for us to understand, Deborah, is that our circumstances, if bad circumstances come into our lives, that is not a statement that God is making about us. That doesn't change what he feels about us and how he looks at us as his children. As Paul wrote, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And certainly he would have been a guy that could have doubted God's salvation at every step that he took, because it was just constant misery. I mean, he was shipwrecked. He was, you know, left cold and hungry. He was, you know, felt abandoned by
he was
his
put in prison also, right?
What's that?
He was put in prison.
He was put in prison. And with all of that, you could say, Lord, if you really love me, why are you allowing this to happen? And that's what we tend to do when a bad circumstance comes into our life, Deborah. We say, Lord, if you really love me, why am I experiencing this pain? Why did I go through this financial reversal? Why did this happen to me? You obviously have the power to stop it. Why haven't you? And so from there, you take the next step and you start saying, well, I wonder if God really loves me. And I wonder if I'm really saved. Mm-hmm. And boy, all of those thoughts start wreaking havoc on that soul of yours, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you have to kind of come back and say, you know, my pain is just the result of this illness that I'm going through. And it doesn't change what Jesus Christ has already accomplished for me. It doesn't change the fact that he's taken away my sins through his death on the cross. It doesn't change the fact that he's declared me to be righteous in his sight. It doesn't change the fact that his love never ceases, and there's nothing that can separate me from his love. So as you start thinking back on truth, what truth is, then those doubts concerning your salvation will go away.
Okay, that's the good one is that it doesn't, whatever, he can never change and he can never lie. And for whatever reason, you know, because I know that he could take it away if he wanted to. And, for whatever reason, he's not, you know, I guess I have to accept it, but it doesn't change the fact of what he's already, you know, done for me, you know, on the cross for my sins.
Absolutely. It doesn't change that at all. And that's one of the hardest things for us as people to really come to grips with and to fully understand and to live it out in our experience, because our natural way of thinking is if something bad happens to us, it's obviously God punishing me for something that I've done, or God making a statement that he no longer loves us. That's just how we think as human beings, but that's not true, and that's why God's Spirit has come to live inside of us so that he can renew our minds, get our thinking back on track.
Right. And then I definitely believe that he put this program in place for me. I'm on my way to work as much as I didn't want to go, but I know my husband's upset, you know, my daughter's upset, you know, they ask me how I am, and I just say I don't want to talk about it, because when I say that, they know that I'm in pain. You know, I just feel bad, because it's not just taking its toll on me, you know, it's upsetting the family, and, you know, they know that I believe in Jesus, but I do get that doubt, and then I ask God to forgive me for that doubt, because that's just not the way it is. And
here's what I want you to do, Deborah. Okay, first of all, I want you today to thank the Lord that your pain doesn't change what he's already accomplished for you. That your pain does not separate you from the love of God.
Thank you, Lord, that my pain does not separate me from your love.
And did I say it correctly?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want you to just kind of live in that thankfulness. Okay?
Right.
I just want that to be your thought, okay? The second thing I want you to do is again, we get so caught up on, you know, I'm doubting, Lord, please forgive me, that sort of thing. And I want you to change your prayer up a little bit there, okay? I want you to say, Lord, I have these doubts, and I know it's because my thinking is wrong. I'm believing things that aren't true. Would you bring my mind back to truth?
Okay.
And help me stay right there, okay? Because that's really what you need, isn't it? It's renewed thinking. Jesus Christ has already taken away your sins, Deborah. He died 2,000 years ago, and your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. That's great news, isn't it?
Yes, that's excellent news.
So with that, it's not that we need more forgiveness in your situation. Mm-hmm. It's a renewed mind. It's coming back to truth. And allowing that truth to push out the error in that thinking.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me this godly man today on this program to the wisdom that he gave me and the thoughts that he helped me to bring myself back, you know, through your grace, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me, and please renew my mind and bring me back to the truth of what your promises are and what the truth is, and get these other thoughts out of my head that are just bringing me down because I have no use for them. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your amazing love, and your endless grace, and thank you, Lord. I pray this to you, Lord.
Amen, Deborah.
Yes,
gosh, bless your heart. What a powerful prayer of faith right there. Just kind of gave me goosebumps listening as you were expressing your heart to the Lord. Thank you so much for calling in, and we're glad that we could just be a part of your life to intersect with you and help make a connection there between you and the love of Jesus Christ. And we want to do some more things for you, Deborah. I want to put this book, The Hurt and the Healer, into your hands. And I also want to send you a CD entitled Drive the Stake. And it really answers that question, how can I know for sure that I'm saved? So I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information and send it to you. We also have a wonderful couple in the New York area that we would love to put in contact with you as well, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, you hold on, Deborah. We'll get all that information, and God bless you for calling, and keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, call us anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Deborah. You hold on. Wow, that's just
that's real life right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we're sending Deborah this book, The Hurt and the Healer. We'd also love to put it into your hands. It's this type of ministry that takes place almost daily on the Basic Gospel broadcast, and all that we do, not only through radio, but through our internet outreach, the resources that we provide, God constantly connecting with people by his grace, bringing healing to their hearts and souls. And we need folks to come alongside of what God is doing through this particular outreach. So we're asking our listeners to support us. This is a listener-supported broadcast. If you've been blessed, you've been touched by this ministry, join with us. Send a gift of $10, $25, $100, all of that added together, you know, all the number of people that join us make for a very significant outreach. So whatever you can do would be a big help to the ministry right now.
Yes.
All the information on how to give is available at our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. And we would love to put this book into your hands as a way of saying thank you, our expression of thanks for your joining with us in this outreach. Again, it's the book, The Hurt and the Healer. 1-800-677-9377 is the number if you would like to join us on today's broadcast. We still have several open lines available. 1-800-677-9377. Where we're going to go to Fred in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Fred.
Yes, how you doing, bro? I was just going to say to that sister there, you know, to me it's kind of doubt, you know, when the beginning of the program you said Christ is already within us. He's here. But a lot of these ministries, you know, they repeat, Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back. And to me, he's already here. He's already dwelling in us. We're the temple of the living God. But my question was this. Do we blame God or Abraham and Sarah for the Muslim people?
Neither.
Yeah, that's...
That whole thing came out of the thinking of Muhammad. He explained Jewish history and Arab history in a way that made Ishmael the son of promise instead of Isaac. And from there, his whole belief system grew to what it was. Neither Abraham and Sarah or
even though
God
they didn't wait on God?
It shows that there are consequences to our choices. But yeah. There was nothing foreordained other than that God was going to have the seed of Abraham through Isaac and then Jacob and Judah and on down the line. That's what God's plan was. Everything else that happened was the result of Abraham's and Sarah's choices.
Obedience.
And so there are consequences to choices, but that doesn't mean that they, because they made a mistake and didn't wait,
but
they were cursed.
They are the race from Ishmael, all the Arab countries.
Yes. And God promised Abraham and Ishmael both that God would bless Ishmael. He was not the son of promise. Jesus was not going to come through his line, but God would bless him because he was Abraham's son.
But I guess they have a different kind of attitude. You know, those people, they seem that they don't have... compassion for one another. You know, they can kill. And
yes, well, that comes, I don't want to put words in their mouths, but I believe that comes from the fact that Islam is a very legalistic religion, system.
Yeah. And that's what they teach. Yeah.
I've known people who would describe themselves as Christians who are just as mean as any of the most radical Islamist people. I mean, how do you explain what has gone on in over history between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's obviously not of God, even though they call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
So Islam has some confusing beliefs in that regard, and those beliefs play themselves out in the lives of the people who adhere to those beliefs.
It's interesting, too, Fred, the conflict within Islam itself traces back all the way to Muhammad's death.
Mm-hmm.
When Muhammad died, there was this fight for power. Who was going to control? And was it Muhammad's son or was it somebody else? And that's where the division started way back then. And those two different groups, the Sunnis and the Shias, have been fighting ever since.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of our, as our country, a lot of our plans to try to bring peace to the Middle East will never work because we're not understanding that basic conflict.
Right.
We try to look at the Middle East as if these borders and these different countries actually mean anything. They don't. It's the Sunni and the Shia loyalties that people have.
And it's in God's hands to bring peace to that.
Absolutely, and peace will come when Jesus returns.
Right. Yeah.
We can't even have peace here. I mean, you look at the headline news of what's happening here in the United States. You see murders and thefts and robberies and rapes and all of those sort of things. And you know, peace isn't going to happen until peace comes to the hearts of each and every individual, and the only way peace will come is through faith in Jesus Christ. I love how Paul put it in Romans 5, now that we've been justified by faith, we have peace with Christ. We're no longer enemies with God.
Amen.
And because of that, we can experience peace in our hearts. But Fred,
yeah,
great question today.
That's the peace that dwells within us, you know, Christ.
That's
okay,
exactly
brother,
right.
Well, thanks a lot for the information.
You're
and
more than welcome.
Too bad I don't have a radio to listen to. I used to listen to Bob George when I was in El Paso, but it used to be here in Albuquerque for till about 2 years ago, and they finally went off, you know, cut it off. So okay, brother.
Well, you can tune us in every day via our website, basicgospel.net. Check it out there. You can also, and this is good for all of our listeners, we have an email subscription list. If you will join the email subscription list, we will actually send the broadcast to your inbox every single day.
Oh, is that right?
So you can listen at your convenience. It doesn't get much simpler than that. So for anyone who is listening now that wants to join the email list, that's all the information on how to do that is on our website, basicgospel.net. There's just a big old box right there that says subscribe to the email list. And just click that, follow all the information. We will send you late breaking news or information about events and the radio broadcast on a daily basis. So it's a great opportunity for you to have the program each and every day. It's a way that you can share the program with others. So sign up for that. It's at basicgospel.net.
We've got an email here that I think it would be a good follow-up to our phone call with Deborah from earlier. A person who has had to deal with cancer in their lives, and this is a very high chance of reoccurrence. And so now the doctor is suggesting chemotherapy and radiation. And then a well-meaning Christian friend comes up and says, oh, you shouldn't do that because God will heal you. And if he doesn't heal you, that's your problem. You don't have enough faith. What am I supposed to do? And so here's a person who's not suffering the doubt issue like Deborah did, but is suffering from doubt caused from other people's impressions of what God will do or not do. How do you answer them?
Well, sometimes we have a poor definition of faith. We believe that we can just speak something to God, that we can pull large numbers of people together and pray, and this is what we want, and because we've done so, we've followed a certain protocol, then God's obligated to do what we ask. Well, that's not how it works. That type of faith isn't faith at all. That puts us in the driver's seat, and God is the responder. Well, God created us. He's not a responder. He's an initiator.
Yes.
And he initiates to us. We respond. And whether we're all going to die, and we're all going to die of something, unless the Lord comes back first. But we're all going to go to a grave. And how we get there, it's for many of us, that's going to be a tough road. Why? Because it's going to be because of a disease, some sort of illness that's going to be painful. But we can experience peace in the midst of that, knowing the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So to this person, I would suggest to not listen to those counselors, so to speak. It's your body. You allow God's Spirit to lead you, and you make the decision that you're comfortable with. And sure, other people will question it, but it's your body. It's not theirs.
Yes.
And so you do what you feel is best for you in your situation. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you to Deborah and Fred for joining us on today's program. Those who joined us via email, and thank you for listening as well. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It's The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. It's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. All the information on how to contribute to this work is available at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call and talk to Billy right now. She loves to talk to our listeners. And that number to connect with her is 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. And now for Greg Park, Stephen Simon, Michelle Lister, Charles Oden, Richard Pfeiffer, and the rest of the Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long. We'll look forward to joining you again tomorrow at this same time.